The Pepperwood Preserve sits across 3,000 acres of oak woodlands in the Mayacamas Mountains. Through the winter and spring, the grass is green, owing to the rains. As they work through the moisture left over, things begin to get yellow.
And then in the late summer, it actually greens up a little bit again, because we get this measurable dew that is depositing from the fog on a regular basis.
Celeste Dodge is an ecologist at Pepperwood. She's part of a project measuring the amount of fog that comes to the preserve and its effects. For many plants and animals, fog is a lifesaver, protecting them from heat and bringing much-needed water. The coastal redwoods, for example, would remain stunted and short without summer fog banks. Throughout the year, the trees get an estimated 25 to 40% of their water from these low clouds. Alicia Torregrossa studies fog, among other topics, with the U.S. Geological Survey.
Especially in this part of the world, coastal California, it's a real major modifier of climate and also the conditions that people and wildlife live in.
For us, fog acts like an air conditioner.
In Cotati, for example, they have 1 degree Celsius. Less temperature because of the influence.
Fog is also good for grapes. The Petaluma Gap, a low band of land between Bodega Bay and San Pablo Bay, is a proposed vineyard appellation in the area. In a talk last week at the USGS headquarters in Menlo Park, Torregrossa said up-and-coming wine growers are some of the people most interested in knowing what future fog conditions will be.
Because it takes a good 30 years for a vineyard to really start pumping out lots of grapes, and so you need to be thinking 30 years in advance. And people are starting to plant their Pinots and Chardonnays in areas like this Petaluma Gap, betting on fog still being in our future.
So what does the forecast look like? It's, well, foggy. Travis O'Brien is a research scientist at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab. He's one of the handful of people who have worked on improving fog predictions. One study released a few years ago out of UC Berkeley estimated that over the past century, fog has decreased by about a third. That was based in part on observations recorded at airports.
People have been going outside several times a day, looking at how high the cloud base is at airports for roughly the last 60 years, basically since World War II.
Despite that calculated 33% reduction, O'Brien says climate models are notoriously bad at predicting fog.
At this point, I don't think we really have any idea what direction fog is going to go in the future. We've definitely observed a decline. There's a sort of a however about this.
That's because fog varies from decade to decade, depending on the ocean surface temperature and their natural oscillations. Warm water tends to mean less fog. Cold water tends to mean more. As the planet warms, the ocean will warm too. But here's where climate science gets complicated. Land tends to heat faster than the ocean. That drives winds along the coast, which churn water, causing more upwelling and cooling effects.
We don't know which of these two factors will win out, and that's really the crux of why we need really high resolution and accurate ocean models in order to understand how fog would change in the future.
O'Brien says some much improved climate models are in development and will likely be released in the next year. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.